It's a playing in person. Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, let's jump right in, and let's see you. Was it last weekend you had a bass fishing tournament?
That is correct, Rob. The 12th, yes, sir. It was last Saturday. We did have our last bass tournament for the season. You know, we probably have another one in the fall, so just be on the lookout for that. We had 26 boats. The boats left at 5, and we had a 12 o'clock weigh-in. It was very nice. And also, Rob, was a very nice tournament out of this past weekend. It was a Father's Day tournament. Basically, you had to have, take your kid fishing or grandkid fishing or something along those lines fishing. Those guys did a really good job with that. So it was a big turnout for that. So Mayo Rob has been very busy with fishermen, not only with fishermen, with boater activity, with other different activities going on. So if you're not doing that, come on out and enjoy Mayo, enjoy the lake, enjoy the park, or many other activities that we offer out there.
Mayo Park is located 1013 Neal Store Road. That is actually the address of the Education and Environment Building. A lot of things always going on at Mayo Park. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. Click on the Mayo portion of the website or call 336-597-7806. That's the phone number too. Mayo Park. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. LeBron is a park ranger down at Mayo Park. We're going to talk a little bit more about Mayo on this break. Now, LeBron, that Mayo Park, you have RV campsites with water and electric hookups, cabins available for rent, and tent sites, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We do have all three of those available for you all year long. A lot of people ask, I got asked this question actually twice this past weekend, when is your camping season? I always tell people we're here January 1st through December 31st, so you can camp any of those days. Basically, we're there all year. But this time of year, we are booked up a lot on weekends. So many people say, we call out there, try to get a campsite, and y'all just stay booked. Well, it is kind of tight on the weekend, especially this time of year. Now through about September, but it's hit and miss. So you never, hurt the call. You never hurt the call and ask us what we have available. Now during the week, if you're able to come out during the week and you take a plan of vacation, during the week, like a Sunday through a Thursday, it's pretty much open. I think I got maybe three campers there that's there this week, staying until Wednesday. But once the weekend hit, the weekend warriors, I always say, Rob, they're coming back to camp. So this weekend, I think I may have one or two sites open. That's off the top of my head. But other than that, every weekend we are full. So please plan ahead. Likewise for next year, start planning ahead next year if you would like to come out on the weekends.
336-597-7806 is your phone number. That will put you in touch with O'Brien, Jeremy, and the other friendly members of the staff at Mayo Park. You can go down, enjoy Mayo one day during the week. They have horseshoe pits, a nature trail, disc golf. Also, if you're wanting to rent a paddleboard or a kayak, they have them available. But you need to reserve them ASAP to ensure that you have one available when you want it, because if you wait till you get down there,
that's right,
and you go ask, it may be too late. They may have already rented them out. So anytime you're thinking about Mayo Park, plan ahead. And LeBron has told me many times, and we've shared this information over the air, where people sometimes are booking a year, maybe 2 years ahead for certain weekends that they want to camp at Mayo Park. So just call them, 336-597-7806. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov and click on the Mayo portion of the website for more information. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, you mentioned something about a free movie at Mayo Park this Friday night, the 25th?
That is correct, Rob. We've been, the 26th. The 26th.
It'll be Saturday night, yes, okay.
Right. Yeah, the 26th. We have been showing movies here at least once a month during the warmer months or whatever. We start, and it's been cool some of the nights too. But needless to say, June 26th, we are showing a free movie out there at Mayo. Again, it's free, free, free. We like to start at dark, and now it doesn't get really dark until 9, so the movie will start at 9. Again, it is a free movie. We will have a food truck on site. The movie that we'll be showing is Rufus and the Fantastic Four. So please come on out if you're not doing that this Friday night. I'm sorry, this Saturday night. This Saturday, June 26th, come on out and watch the movie. It's called Rufus and the Fantastic Car. Again, this is a free movie we have been showing. We will be showing out at Mayo in the amphitheater. Bring your lawn chair, bring a blanket. But more than anything, just bring your appetite because a food truck will be on site. So come on out and support this event. And again, this Saturday night, June the 26th, it will start at 9 and it is free.
336-597-7806 for more information. LeBron, now, next weekend will be July 4th weekend. I guess y'all are pretty full there at Mayo, correct?
We definitely are full for that weekend as far as camping. We do have a waiting list. You know, just about every weekend I have had a couple campers cancel. So if I have a waiting list for that weekend, we usually do call people back. But, yes, we are full for that weekend. However, I may have some tent spots. I'm just not really sure without looking at my computer. But, yes, we are full for next weekend, the 4th. But still, come on out and enjoy the lake. Enjoy the campground. Enjoy the park. Get a canoe, a kayak, or a paddleboard, Rob.
Again, don't delay. Make your reservations for Mayo Park ASAP, 336-597-7806. Or if you want to stop by in person, the address is 1013 Neal Store Road. Right there is the address for the Education and Environment Building, and that's the office for, you know, the staff of Mayo Park. Stop in and see them and maybe have several dates picked out in case your first choice may not be available. Maybe have a second choice and a third choice picked out. So maybe one of those, you know, dates that you're wanting will work out, because we've talked about it a long time, and Mayo used to be a well-kept secret. Not so much anymore, because the word is definitely out. LeBron, a question. Yes. With the fishing tournaments and things like that, as far as people fishing at Mayo Park, have the fish been biting pretty good?
Rob, they had the tournament this past weekend. It was a three fish, you know, tournament. Likewise with the tournament we had the weekend before, we did see some big bags come in. I think this past weekend, I want to say three fish weighed in at 13 pounds, and the weekend before, I want to say it was 14 pounds. So, Rob, yes, the fish are not like they were in the in March and April, but they are still biting. You just gotta know a little bit more tricks. They out there playing chess now instead of checkers. So this time of year, because they do go a little bit deeper, and it's a little bit harder to catch this time of year versus, you know, in the spawning months. But yes, they are biting. And I tell people, you know, with recreational boaters or people that come out and enjoy the lake or bass fishermen, the best time to enjoy the lake at Mayo is from first thing in the morning till about 11 o'clock, and then from about 5 o'clock until, you know, the end of the day. But from about 11 to 5 is pretty much the prime of the day. You know, you got your jet ski is out there, your wake boats and other water activities going on, so it's kind of busy during, I'm gonna say, from 11 o'clock to about 5 o'clock during the day. But if you want to, you know, good calm water or just enjoy the lake where it's not as busy, definitely go first thing in the morning or late in the evening.
Some good information. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do that is sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, let's talk a little bit about athletics, if you don't mind sharing some information with our listeners.
Oh, yes, Rob. It's always something going on with registration, always a different sport coming up, a different tournament coming up. So with that being said, we do have adult volleyball registration. It is now open. So please go ahead and get signed up for that. With all the registrations that's open, Rob, people definitely need to try to meet the deadline. That does help us out a lot, because it's a lot that goes into planning different sports, you know, or different activities. So please be mindful of the deadlines. We do have a co-ed adult volleyball registration. That registration will end in a couple of days on June the 30th, so next week. So you have until June the 30th to register for co-ed adult volleyball. Now, the season doesn't start until August. But however, we must get everybody registered. So, like I said, we can place people on different teams, get the coaches lined up, and that's a lot that goes into it. So please go ahead and register for adult co-ed volleyball, and that is June by the 30th of this month. Couple more things, Rob. We do have we always have a group fitness going on, different sessions of group fitness. So we do have sessions going on now. So if you missed this session, don't worry. Another one will start up July the 12th. So again, group fitness. We try to keep people, involved in different activities, Rob. But again, July the 12th, a new session of group fitness will be going on. And one more thing, Rob, we do have, it's not until the end of July, we do have a tennis tournament going on. So please go online or go by the main office to sign up for the tennis tournament. It's not until July the 27th, so we do have a little bit of time for it. But please go ahead and register for that. Put it on your calendars that we will be having a tennis tournament July the 27th.
So a lot going on. Now, let's remind everybody, this upcoming Saturday night, that'll be June the 26th, it's going to be a free movie at Mayo Park. The movie will start at dark, somewhere close to 9 o'clock. What's the name of the movie again, LeBron?
The Adventures of Rufus and the Fantastic Car. Yes.
So you're welcome to bring your lawn chairs, your blankets. They will have an on-site food truck. Sounds like a good time. Maybe get down there early. Take advantage of the horseshoe pits, the disc golf, the nature trail. Also, if you want to go down and rent a paddleboard, a canoe, or a kayak, and just spend a little bit of time at Mayo Park, you can do that. But anytime that you're thinking about using any equipment belonging to Mayo Park, it's always a good idea to call ahead to ensure that canoe, kayak, paddleboard, or whatever it may be that you're wanting is available. And that number, 336-597-7806, or stop in person at 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building, and that is what is known as the main office for Mayo Park. And you can just stop in anytime to get whatever information it may be that you are wanting and needing. But again, keep in mind, Picking by the Lake will be taking place on September 11th. That'll be the second Saturday in September. And anyway, if you're thinking about maybe wanting to stay in a tent or something, LeBron, I guess you have some tent sites available, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We may be able to squeeze some people in if they have a generator on their campers. I had a lady tell me yesterday she wants to do that. She has five people coming with her. But, like I tell people, we got 120 acres, so I'm sure we can squeeze somebody in, for if you have a generator. But as of right now, all our electrical sites are booked up. So just give us a call, have a talk with us, and we'll see what we can do for you. But as Rob stated, the Picking by the Lake is scheduled for September the 11th. And just remember, for the dates to come, it's always after the Saturday after Labor Day. So yes.
Also, if you're thinking about having a gathering and you want to use one of the picnic shelters at Mayo Park, they are free of charge, but it's on a first-come, first-served basis. But you can reserve a picnic shelter to where it'll be ready whenever you get ready for it. You just have to pay a small fee. And that's not that bad of a deal to ensure, that it's there when you get ready for it. So just ask them right there at the Education Environment Building for more information, 336-597-7806. Mayo Park has modern bathroom facilities, a playground for the children, a fishing pier, just lots and lots of things to do that you can go out and enjoy. And, hey, why not plan a staycation here in Roxborough at Mayo Park? LeBron, I know you've said it, but the biggest majority of your campers – or within 30 minutes of Roxborough, correct?
Within 25 miles, like this weekend, Rob, prime example. All five of our cabins were booked, Rob. Cabins and RV sites were booked. The farthest person we had, Rob, was Chapel Hill. So our campers, I call them my weekend warrior, they are nothing but locals. I know this weekend probably everyone that was there was within 15 miles, you know, in the campground. So, you know, and like it was likewise with the cabins, you know, you can get a small cabin, Rob, for $110 for the whole weekend, and you can't go to the beach for that. You know, so that's why so many people come out for the prices and for the convenience to go back home if need be. But most of the time, once people come out, they do not go back home. Most of our guests that we have out there are local. So just give us a call to see if we can squeeze you in, we can get you in, and we'd love to have you out.
Well, Brian, appreciate you doing what you do and all the other folks with the Parks and Rec Department for keeping Playing in Person up and running. And have a good day.
My pleasure. You do the same.
96.7 WKRX.